Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Early voting starts today. Remember, you need a photo ID in order to cast a ballot. Free cards are available at the Board of Elections office until November 2nd. In addition to the governor, council of state, and legislative offices, and of course the national races, Columbus County voters have two county school board races, four county commissioner seats, soil and water conservation board, and the register of deeds on the ballot. Whiteville City Schools also has three seats on the ballot, and the Wrigglewood Sanitary District has two seats open. Voters are also being asked to decide on a constitutional amendment that would prohibit anyone except for citizens of the United States from voting in North Carolina elections. The Hurricane Donation Center in the former Quality Ford dealership on Madison Street in Whiteville, that's the new Black's Tire facility, it has reopened. Right now, the donations that are really needed for folks out in the North Carolina mountains are warm clothing, gas and kerosene heaters, small LP tanks, kerosene tanks, cleaning supplies, and hand tools. You can bring those by between 8:30 and 4:30 every day at the Black's Tire facility. Now, cash donations are also needed to help fund operations, such as for fuel for helicopters and for off-road vehicles that are transporting goods to folks who are still isolated. Volunteers are needed here to help sort, pack, and load items. You can contact the Columbus Baptist Association if you can help out. County Commissioner Vernon Coleman is collecting heaters in the Delco and Wrigglewood areas. If you're in the east end of the county and want to help out the folks in the mountains, contact Commissioner Coleman and he will take care of you. Use extra caution if you're in downtown Whiteville today. The city will be restriping the parking lanes from Walter to Pecan Streets on Madison. You can expect some delays in some areas. The new overpass on US 74 at Lake Waccamaw is partially open. Eastbound traffic is being detoured on the Chauncey Town and Fire Tower roads. It's pro rodeo time at the Boys and Girls Home at Lake Waccamaw. Gates open at 6 p.m. Friday and Saturday. The competition starts at 8. You're urged to get there early, folks, because parking always fills up. It's always a big time. Tickets are $20. Little cowpokes, age 8 and under, get in for free. Go to srarodeo.com for more details. Lake Waccamaw is going to be the only North Carolina location hosting World Singing Day this Saturday, and more voices are welcome. World Singing Day will take place in 24 nations this year with 42 events in America. Participants should be at the Depot Museum at Lake Waccamaw no later than 11 o'clock. Lyric sheets will be handed out. For more information, go to Colco Sings on Facebook. Transformation Church is holding a sidewalk service October 20th, 6 p.m. in the alleyway in downtown Whiteville. Everyone is welcome. Calvary Baptist Church is holding revival October 20th through the 23rd. Sunday services are 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Wednesday. Royce Williams will be the guest speaker. Chapman Baptist Church is hosting Trunk or Treat October 27th from 5 to 7 p.m. There'll be games, barrel train rides, face painting, a photo booth, hayride, and much. Scout Troop 507 is going to host a fall carnival at the Veterans Memorial Park, October 28th, 6:30 p.m. There'll be food, games, and much more. Everyone is welcome. Costumes are encouraged. The park is located on US 701 south of Whiteville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.